In what's believed to be a New Zealand first, musicians have played all 3D printed instruments in a live concert. And here is how it sounded. The concert took place at Depot Art Space in Devonport, which is hosting an interactive exhibition of the instruments called Synthesis as part of New Zealand Music Month. There are some photographs on our webpage so you can see some of the instruments, and I think they may well surprise you. With us now is Professor Olaf Deagle from the University of Auckland's Creative Design and Additive Manufacturing Lab, and one of the musicians who playing there at the concert, Liam Barr-Jones. Kia ora koro, welcome both of you.
Hi, good afternoon. Pleasure to be here.
Ole, first of all, are these 3D printed copies of known instruments, or, I don't know, is there some creation going on? Are these kind of new instruments in their own right?
Oh, no, they're all completely unique. I mean, if you were going to make a conventional Fender Telecaster or Stratocaster or Les Paul, this would probably not be a good way of making them. So all of them, from an aesthetic complexity point of view, are incredibly complex. So the guitar that Liam was playing, for example, is an American Graffiti-themed guitar with inside the guitar, you've got all the icons from the American Graffiti movie, like Mel's Diners, Hot Rods, Jukeboxes. So they're aesthetically really unique and wouldn't be possible to make any other way.
I think that's what surprised me. Before I saw the photographs, I was thinking that opaque white plastic, you know, that's so often used in 3D printing. But these are, as you described, really sculptural and really intricate.
I mean, it's sort of, it's bringing art into engineering and science in a way. And as I said, they have to be intricate. And they're, some of them are printed in metals. I've done some in aluminium, some in plastic, of course. And the most recent one I've done is actually 3D printed in wood, which makes it a bit different as well and very interesting.
So has this kind of experimentation with musical instruments had to wait for 3D printing to be able to handle this range of materials?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, certainly from an aesthetic point of view, absolutely. So these guitars, they sound like regular electric guitars or basses or drums in this case. I think where it probably gets more interesting from a unique to 3D printing point of view is when you start looking at wind instruments, because you can make these unique cavities that wind can, you know, flow through and echo across. So you could produce some entirely new and unique sounds. And I think that's where it's going to get really, really interesting.
Because I'm such a novice and I've only seen plastic used, how do you 3D print using wood?
So wood, they print with sawdust. So it's basically waste material from the wood industry. So you spread a layer of wood sawdust, and that could be maple sawdust, mahogany sawdust, you know, whatever flavor of wood you want. You spread a layer of that, and then you inkjet print a bioepoxy. So it's an epoxy resin made from also waste material, from lignin. And that effectively it creates a very, very high-end MDF. But because you can print different colored epoxy, you can print the wood grain and the structure back into the wood. So you can get, again, colors and resonances just the way you want them.
Because it's got to be sound and appearance, right? That's vital.
Absolutely. Well, actually, yeah, this is where it gets a little bit complicated. For electric instruments, it does make a small difference, the material, but relatively little. Where as soon as you start looking at acoustic instruments, so acoustic guitars or wind instruments, yeah, then the material plays a huge difference. But in fact, the guitar that Liam was playing on Friday night was a semi-acoustic. So it's a sort of fat-bodied rock and roll style, hollow-bodied acoustic electric guitar.
Okay, Liam, I want to bring you in here. That's the theory. That's the background to these instruments. What was it like to play?
Honestly, if you're comparing it to any sort of other guitars, it was almost identical to picking up something like a Fender Telecaster or some sort of Les Paul. It played fantastic on the night, and honestly, I'm still really like surprised at how well they sound.
So even the very first time that you picked it up, was there much adjustment, much practice that had to go in before the concert, or did it feel kind of strangely familiar, if you know what I mean?
Very, very strangely familiar, actually. It felt kind of just like picking up my guitar that I've had for the last 10 years, picking it up and playing it was almost identical to that. Everything about it just felt amazing.
What about even the weight, the balance, or that kind of thing in the hand?
So you would, funnily enough, you would think that they would be quite light, but there's actually quite a certain amount of weight to them, which I actually quite prefer, having a little bit of more weight to my instrument. So tone-wise, it was all very very similar to sort of a guitar you'd pick up at the rock shop of some sort.
Talk me through the materials then, and maybe the look of the instrument that you played.
So a big thing for me as being a guitarist is, one, you want to have a guitar that sounds fantastic, but you also want to have one that looks really good, and that's the selling point. The feel of the materials and obviously the designs that Olaf had made and has used was just fantastic, and it's honestly something that I would very much intend on purchasing.
How about the concert? I mean, we think you were making history, you and the other musicians out there playing the gig on Friday night. But what was the feeling? You know, what were you talking about at the end of the concert?
Really just about how fantastic all the instruments were played, specifically the drums. I had a lot of theories as to what it might sound like just due to the designs of it. But everything on the night sounded fantastic, and we were all a bit gobsmacked, actually, at just how well and how beautiful all these instruments have been crafted and designed.
Do you think that these could catch on? Because, I mean, I've been interviewing musicians for more than 20 years, and when we talk about their instruments, I mean, often they're orchestral players, so their violins might be hundreds of years old. But, you know, we talk a lot about the sound. Some of the instruments, the sound improves over the years, particularly the wooden instruments, the stringed instruments, for example. But what about this? Is it more than a novelty?
I do definitely think that it's more than a novelty, and I think it might take some time to catch on, but with technology, it's always been made to be improved. There's always room for improvement. So I feel like having these instruments and being the first to play them, which is a huge privilege, is just like the first stepping stone, and maybe other musicians catching on and eventually coming to purchase or going and making these their first choices.
We've got an image of the guitars, and they really are beautiful things, on the webpage. How about the drums? How were they created? I mean, entirely 3D printed?
I can jump in there. Interesting with the drums as well. They're full of holes, which I think is why Liam and the guys were all wondering about how they were going to sound. So the bodies of the drums are printed in nylon in this case, and the design is literally, it's almost like a Swiss cheese. They're full of holes, but acoustically they sound surprisingly much like a drum set.
Olaf, what was it like for you hearing the concert? I mean, you're really passionate about this. You put a lot of work and thought into it. You knew the theory. But I suspect until you were really there, perhaps with the audience members sitting back and listening to how all of these different instruments worked together and how the musicians worked with them, that was really when, I guess, it all came true for you, this dream.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, I mean, the privilege of having Liam, Toby, James and Tane there, having real musicians playing them who can really play, that makes a huge difference. And I think that's the difference. I mean, you can give a really crappy guitar to a good player and it's going to sound amazing, you know. So certainly having players of that caliber there makes a huge difference to the concert. It sounded absolutely amazing.
Yeah, how did the audience react, Liam, on the night?
I feel like for a lot of people it was a bit of a shock, just simply because, like Olaf was saying, there was holes in the drums and all these guitars were extremely unique, almost never seen before the design-wise. And for the whole night, it was just props the whole time. Everybody seemed to really enjoy it. And we had a quick listen to the recordings of it as well. And honestly, I couldn't say that there was any difference between a wooden instrument and a 3D printed instrument.
Okay, here's a tough one then for you, Liam. Would you swap your guitar for the one you played on Friday night?
Absolutely. Maybe not right now, but if you give me some time to say goodbye to my guitar, then I would definitely swap it.
Musicians don't swap instrument. You just add another one to the collection. You can never have too many guitars.
Mm-hmm. Olaf, this is off to a great start, I'd have to say, for you. What are the opportunities? And, I mean, why go down this path when instruments have been made, you know, the same way for a very long time?
Well, I mean, I think you touched on one a few minutes ago. You talk about a Stradivarius. So imagine being able to print an instrument that sounds as good as a Stradivarius, which means you don't risk damaging a precious old antique. And we've just done a sort of slightly weird one, but it's for the university's Kayaratake, who brought in a conch shell trumpet, so a putatara, which is sort of a precious instrument handed down from generation to generation, and it's too fragile to just let people play it. So we took it to Auckland Hospital, did a CT scan of it, and printed out a replica of his conch shell trumpet that is fully playable. So it's a way of preserving history, I guess, in a way. And the same would go for Stradivarius or any other precious instrument. If you can reproduce it, well, you've now got perfection reproduced every time. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing to have all the instruments sounding perfect, I don't know. That could become a subjective thing. But you can get consistency, so every instrument sounds just right.
And I imagine that with the sort of experimentation that you and your students are doing up at Auckland, that very well we may see a whole new generation of instruments.
And to me, that's what's the more exciting side. I'm making instruments that sound the same as a Les Paul or whatever, an existing instrument. It's fantastic, and you can really advance things, particularly aesthetically. But where it gets truly interesting is completely new sounds, and that then drives a new genre of music, potentially.
Look, thank you both so much. So interesting. I've been talking to Professor Olaf Deagle and Liam Barr-Jones. Synthesis and Exploration of 3D Printed Musical Instruments is on at Depo Art Space in Devonport, Tamaki Makaurau.